Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Thavenel. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Thavenel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thavenel hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Grace moves to third. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Cavaretta moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. O'Day moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Day scores. Demery moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Demery scores. Klein moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenau hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlton hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Herman reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 1 in the game. Soor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soor moves to second. Red Lucas pinch hits for Guy Bush. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lucas for the out. Soor moves to third. Grace moves to second. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soor scores. Grace moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field. Demery picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Demery. Grace scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Tom Patton now catching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kline. The throw from Patton and he is safe. Kline steals second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-2 in the game. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Patton and he is safe. Herman steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive off the glove of Henshaw. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wainer moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Klein bunts for an out with unknown description. Demery moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. The Venow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thevenow hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Herman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Patton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Lavagito pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Cookie Lavagito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavagito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Wainer reaches second base with a double. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Bierkofer now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Demery reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Young. Demery scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thevenot now fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root now pitching. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thevenot hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery who is chasing the ball. Suhr reaches third base with a triple. Demery throws the ball into O'Day who tags Suhr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Young goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-4 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-5 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Bierkofer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bierkofer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery who is chasing the ball. Bierkofer reaches third base with a triple. Patton goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.